Media Headquarters in Austin, Texas, for another episode of Backdoor Cover. I'm Ross Bolin, and I'm here with Dylan Shiver River.
Hello, Ross. How are you?
And we are also joined by the great Dan Regester.
Quit calling him the great.
Do I get credit to be being a co-host anytime soon?
Or no, you're just here.
Okay.
Just a recurring guest. Every show.
On this show, we talk about college football every week and sports betting and the most effective way to give yourself a stranger.
What is a stranger, Ross?
You got to look it up on the internet.
It's a sexual...
Because I'm not going to tell you.
It's something sexual.
It is.
Dan does it regularly.
How's everybody feeling?
Feeling great. Yeah. What a weekend.
Okay.
Man, I feel good. I did not have a good weekend.
No?
In any aspect of the word. No. Maybe later. But first, Dan, let's talk about the at TFM tailgate contest we've got going on Instagram. This week's winner was Casey V. Submitted a photo of the Arizona Girls Are Wild, Washington Girls Are Husky sign. That got the most likes. We got a ton of good shit this weekend that we put up on Saturday. Keep sending us stuff. DM us photos to the at TFM Tailgate Instagram account, and then email us videos to TFMTailgate@TotalFratMove.com, and we'll keep putting up the best stuff periodically throughout the week. I already emailed Casey V. Casey responded by email. I'll get you your prize.
Way to go, Casey. Shouts.
You did it. Shouts to Casey V.
What if that's is that a guy or a girl, you think?
I'm going to assume it's a dude. I could just... You know, chicks don't send in... Well, I don't know. It could be a chick. What do I know?
Yeah, you don't know.
I'm just an idiot.
Yeah.
An idiot with a microphone. Dan, you want to talk about some stuff?
Let's get started.
The energy level from you,
you're
Ross.
You're bringing it, Bill.
Yeah, you've got to...
It's Monday. Let me get...
And it's rainy as...
It is rainy. It's just a shit day. Shit weekend.
Micah has
great
a fresh
weekend.
Haircut.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm feeling enthusiastic. I'm feeling pumped. I'll try to bring up the energy.
Even as out. Even
it's
as
because Dan's Eagles just destroyed Pittsburgh.
Even as
is
out,
Carson
Dan.
Wentz the best quarterback in football?
No.
Okay. Maybe ever?
Maybe ever. No, greatest of all time.
Okay, let's talk college football, though.
We can start with college football. And we're going to start where everyone's probably talking about today. Les Miles.
Fired. Down.
That game was so fun because rarely do you see a player get the guy who caught the supposed winning catch was carried off the field. Did y'all see that for LSU?
And then it didn't count.
And it was just they were so excited.
It was brutal. It was really brutal.
They had their hearts ripped out of them.
So we called this last week. We said this is going to be like a WWE style loser leaves town match.
Yes.
That's exactly what happened.
Les Miles gets his ass fired.
That's exactly what happened.
In classic Les Miles fashion, too, just mismanaging the clock. You couldn't write it better.
And as that, like, the second that dude caught it and drug his feet, I was like, I don't know if they got that off.
Well,
I wasn't close.
Like, okay. I thought there were several things that happened. I was like, okay, there's no way that counted. I don't know exactly what happened, but the play looked wrong. It looked like it was late. They had guys that were illegally shifting. I thought the quarterback had crossed the line of scrimmage when he passed the ball.
Right.
So many things happened in that play. It was just all a blur, but there's no way that
you were
counted.
Like, there's no way that stands.
That was
and
the,
it didn't.
That was the best worst game I've ever watched.
Yeah.
It was good.
It was not a great game by any stretch of the imagination,
but
for whatever reason. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Les Miles didn't know that they were going to restart the play clock once the ball was set and there's 1 second left. I don't think he knows that rule. He was like, yeah, we got a play left. Let's do it.
How the fuck do you not know that rule?
That's so Les Miles.
That's classic Les.
Dude, he's been a coach for like 30 years.
This is just a theory of mine. I don't know if it's true or not.
So where does LSU go from here? I mean, you got Coach O. He's going to be the interim head coach.
Say who that is for the people who don't know who Coach O is. Orgeron.
Coach O. How do you say his name?
I think it's Orgeron.
Orgeron? Yeah. Okay, it's tough. We're going to go Coach
he
O.
Was their what coordinator?
I think he was their offensive line coach.
Oh, okay.
They got rid of Cam Cameron, who was the offensive coordinator, too. But
I see
Coach O used to – he was the interim coach for USC when they fired – was it Sarkisian or Lane Kiffin?
I don't know.
One of the two.
But
and he rallied the troops for USC, and I remember he was USC was contemplating hiring him full-time, but I guess he was not a USC guy, like Tim from Lead Sports would say, and they just let him go.
I see a lot of LSU fans wanting Art Briles.
I'm seeing Art Briles. I'm seeing Tom Herman.
Can you hire Art Briles?
I saw people calling for, like, it's ridiculous that Briles doesn't have some kind of NCAA suspension.
Yeah, he should not be allowed.
He could get hired right now.
He should not be allowed young people on a college campus for a long time.
No.
Okay, correction. Coach O was actually the D-line coach.
Yeah, defensive line coach.
He's apparently like an ace recruiter. That's his thing. He recruits lights out.
And he's a player's coach through and through. I think he brought in his first meeting with the players when he was named interim coach. He brought in a rope and he said, "We're all going to, like, everybody grab on. We're all pulling in the same direction."
Oh my God, that's stupid. Okay, has he ever been a head coach though? No, right?
No, at USC for half a season.
Interim. He was interim.
Interim coach, Ole Miss. Yeah.
In Ole Miss?
Yeah. Yeah, he was coach at Ole Miss too.
When?
2005, 2007.
Oh, a long time ago. Okay. All right.
He had a 10-25 record over
three
seasons. That's
good. Not what you're looking for.
That's good.
So not the best results there. But apparently he's changed a lot since then.
I don't think you can hire Art Briles. Not this soon after the whole Baylor scandal, right? You can't.
It's Louisiana, though. There's no real rules or laws.
But the guy condoned rape. Like, that's a big thing.
And we don't do that here.
No, we're very anti-rape on Backdoor Cover.
We've made that very clear. Our stance on rape is set in stone.
We don't do rape here. That's a thing.
Let's go to the other side of the coin. Where's Les Miles go from here? Is he going to be a hot commodity?
TV.
You think TV? You don't think he's getting a head coaching gig anytime
soon?
Coach
somewhere.
God, if I was him, I'd just go to TV.
TV's
so easy. The
guy won a national championship recently.
Yeah, but
he's still a good coach.
Yeah, and he was one play away from keeping his job.
Until the next time.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But I feel like when you hire Les Miles, you know what you're getting into. Like, you know he's not going to manage the clock well. You know he's going to have, this bag of tricks that he's going to pull out. And they always work. The trick plays.
The grass-eating Mad Hatter.
He eats grass. He eats grass.
He'll go somewhere. He'll go to the Big 12 or the...
Big 10.
Big 10. He'll go somewhere.
Maybe Texas State will hire him.
Well, no, I don't think he's going.
Texas
I think
State
he's
can't
than
afford
Texas
Les,
State, yeah.
Les Miles.
Yeah. We need him to get knocked down a few more pegs.
Yeah.
Maybe commit a murder or something that he only serves a few years for. And then when he gets out of prison, it's a crime of passion. That's how Texas State gets Les Miles.
I don't think you get just a few years for murder, though.
If it's a crime of passion, sometimes.
I think it's more of a long-term sentence type thing.
Well, you know, you never know. It's Louisiana.
You just bump it down to manslaughter.
All right. You
plead. Let's go to the other to the Auburn side. After the win, you know how they throw the toilet paper on Tumor's Corner
of
on
course,
the oak trees,
the trees,
the dying Tumor's Corner oak tree.
Yes,
I thought they saved
those
Maybe
trees,
they
though. I think Harvey Updike poisoned them a few years ago, but I think they found a way to
that
save
guy.
Those trees.
Is that guy still alive?
So.
That guy is still around, yeah.
Man,
I don't even think he's in jail.
Fucking,
I think he's still hanging
he's
around
on social media.
He became a sports figure after attempting to poison famous trees.
For being just
He called producer
a
Micah
human.
A libtard, apparently.
That's a trash human.
That's offensive.
But I guess one of the Auburn fans accidentally lit one of the oak trees on fire. And just burnt the motherfucker down.
Which I'm not I don't really understand.
They didn't burn it down.
Well, it's...
They set it on
it's
fire.
It's toasted. Though. Like, it's done.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen,
you
an after
the video?
Pic of it yet. I saw a
Mike,
picture.
Mike, pull the video up.
Of it ablaze. So it's... God, that poor tree.
It's been a rough few years for oak trees.
Is that the guy who lit it on fire?
That's the
he doesn't
suspect.
The suspect here, his name is... Jochen Weiss, he's 29. He doesn't look like an accident. He looks like the type of dude who does shit on purpose.
What happened to his nose?
He's lost a lot of hair.
He's bald as fuck. He looks evil. Man, yeah, this is not...
I just want to see an after photo of the tree.
Well, I'm watching a video.
There we go.
Yeah, no, it's gone. No. It's about as on fire as a tree could
Here,
possibly
Dylan, look at
be,
this.
Dylan.
Holy shit.
Like, it's
fully engulfed.
Like, that tree's not very impressive, look. It's not very big, is it?
Well, it's not impressive when it's when the leaves are all gone because it's been on fire for a few seconds. And the toilet paper's
look,
all gone.
Guys, you can't just light trees on fire. You just can't do that.
Those are historic trees, so I think you get... those are protected, right? Micah, can I get
look,
confirmation?
Look, it's time to let this fucking tree thing go. People are trying to kill it every other week.
Look,
just
protected or not, in public you can't go up to a tree and light it on fire. That's against that's some law you're breaking.
I think that's
there.
Looked down upon.
Yeah, well, that I
in
mean
society. Holy shit!
Micah's playing the video with sound for some reason. Okay.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that tree's done.
Yeah. No.
Wow.
But I'm fully engulfed. Auburn needs to move on, find some new historic fucking thing, and start over because Toomer's Corner is not working out.
As we say at UCF, tradition begins now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
time to start anew. Use that win as a fucking opportunity to move on from tree worship.
Man, they just can't keep that tree in good shape there. Oh, well.
Hey, at least you didn't light a human on fire.
Yeah, we don't like that.
No.
Look, don't light if you have to choose between a tree or a human to light on fire, like go for the tree.
Right.
But still, don't even do it.
Unless you're going to do what.
But I thought last week you guys were pro arson.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's for houses. Burn your own house down. Yeah,
yeah, but not trees.
Burn your house. Or
a tree. What a tree do to you?
If you're going
to
light something on fire, it needs to be either your home or yourself, like a monk, like those monks.
But make sure you have insurance so you can collect.
Someone can collect.
But, you know, cover your tracks, though. You don't want people to know that you set your own house on fire because then you won't collect on shit.
Right. Arson's only tight if you get away with it. Like, this guy got caught lighting Toomer's Corner.
I think you have a fall guy.
You need somebody. you need to frame another
human. As Chris Carter would say, you need a fall guy.
God. Or you just make it look like an accident. Like, oh, there's a cigarette burning on the carpet that I just left there or something, and then boom.
Man, these wires, they just started shooting sparks out of them.
Yeah.
Right.
You can't just, like, dump gasoline on a couch in your living room and just, like, you know, throw a match on it. You'll get caught.
They got scientists that they go in there and forensics experts, and they look at that shit.
Like, no, some dude dumped gas
here. No, dude, you did this.
Like, yeah, like 6 gallons of gas were dumped right here. Anyway.
I think we're done with arson for the week.
I think we are done for
arson. Or at least for
arson.
The day. Maybe we'll talk more about it on
Thursday. We'll go back to arson next
week.
What
we can get into, though, is some of, like, the greatest backdoor covers. Maybe, definitely this year, but maybe all time.
The Stanford one was an all-time.
Stanford was an all-time backdoor cover.
The Stanford Josh Rosen fumble recovery for a TD. I think the line was 3, 3.5. You were either going to push or you're going to lose if you had Stanford.
Deadspin had a great headline that I'm jealous of that wrote about the last 30 seconds of that game. Something along the lines of Stanford scored 2 touchdowns in the last 30 seconds, one to beat, who'd they play, UCLA?
UCLA, yeah.
One to beat UCLA, one to beat Vegas. Pretty solid headline.
Yeah, I actually had UCLA like +4, I think.
And I love how
pretty upsetting.
Ballsy every announcer is getting now. Like, they're just like,
oh, they do not get
that. Like, I think it was Chris Fowler that was announcing the game, and he's just like, oh, that touchdown means a lot to people in Vegas.
Yeah.
Well, doesn't
Scott
Van Pelt
to some people than it does to others? Is another one I heard this weekend.
Doesn't Van Pelt have like a little a segment?
Bad beat.
The bad beats. Is that his segment? Yeah. They addressed the Vegas thing quite a bit on ESPN.
SVP will do it on like SportsCenter, which is more normal. But now that it's gotten to the point where announcers just make gambling jokes during games, like they no longer care. That used to be like a frowned upon thing. You didn't really talk about.
That used to just be an Al Michaels thing.
Now
it's
they
an
all
everybody
do
thing.
It. Yeah, like I said, the other line, I can't remember what game it was that I heard, that touchdown means a lot more to some than it does to others.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, that was fucking funny.
Classic.
But there was also another game late night, Pac-12, if you didn't catch it, the Arizona State-Cal game. Arizona State, they score a touchdown. I think they go up 3 or 4, but they're not covering. I don't think they hit the over yet. And Cal scores, does an onside kick, and instead of just recovering the kick, Arizona State takes it to the house, covers the spread and covers the over.
Good God!
One swoop.
I probably
and my roommate actually hit a 5-team parlay.
On that. Nice.
Did you lose money this weekend, Bill?
I did. I lost a little.
Okay.
Yeah. Wasn't my weekend.
I pushed again because I didn't make a single wager. Feels good.
It was good gambling. I mean, we'll be going on picks this week. Our locks, did we get there? Or
what?
That's our next segment.
Okay.
We haven't even talked about the buffs yet.
We can talk about our buffs.
SCO.
Buffs are back.
Wait, can someone explain the origin of SCO? Buffs?
SCO buffs?
What does SCO mean?
Can't explain it because I didn't go to school there. Have no allegiance to them
Dan
whatsoever.
Dino?
I'm just their biggest fan now.
This is your team. You better know what that means.
This is our team.
Okay, what does it
mean?
We
all need to know this.
This is America's team.
We don't know what the origin of SCO.
What does it mean? What's it mean to you, Micah? What's it mean to Colorado? I think it's just...
Dan has no idea.
We interpret...
I think that's what
I think it's up to interpretation for each individual. No. What skill buffs means.
Now, I'm going to tell you what the internet says. The internet says that it means let's go, which seems fairly obvious.
Right, but it's got to, why are they the only ones that do the SKO?
Apparently, the it's an acronym that stands for, I don't know. Doesn't say, it just says it's an acronym.
No, it's something that's like, it just doesn't have meaning. It's just,
it's just SKO.
It's whatever you want it to be.
It's like art.
Yeah.
Like, what do you find? Do you what does it? It mean to you?
But, right. See this? You get it?
Yeah.
SKO.
SKO buffs.
They're back, though. What a game. Love my buffs.
Wait, did they win? I know they covered.
Yeah, they won.
They just outright won?
They outright, they won 41-38. Oregon was about to score.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Interception in the end zone.
Dude, we just need to we need to pool a bunch of money and bet on the buffs to cover the spread every weekend.
What about,
so we'll never have to work again.
What about just having them win the Big 12?
You mean the Pac-12?
Or yeah, that's what I meant, the Pac-12.
I don't think that's going to happen. Man.
They were Big 12.
Would be impressive if they won the Big 12, though.
Yeah, that'd be really good.
But also, when do I start getting credit?
I've started giving you credit already.
Okay.
I don't know why you're leading the Buffs resurgence, but...
You don't even know what conference
I'm still waiting for the invite, guys.
He didn't even know
Boulder, Colorado.
I don't think it matters that he didn't know what conference they're in.
No, it doesn't
matter. He's
their
biggest supporter.
Who do you think is going
close.
To invite you? You keep saying, like, okay, I went for my invite. Who's going to invite you?
I mean, if the AD... At Colorado wants to invite me up for a weekend.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. Maybe some like random cokehead will, but not like not the athletic director.
You don't think so?
Some bottom tier fraternity will probably invite you up there.
I think I need to get up there and do like a man in the streets interview in Boulder.
You're just trying to get a free trip to Boulder out of this.
Of course
that's
I
what's
do.
Happening here.
Yes.
Boulder's 100%. The only time, I'll tell a quick Boulder story. The only time I've been to Boulder, I saw a chick OD Pulp Fiction style, full bleeding out, like black blood coming out of her nose. It, like in my friend's living room on the floor.
Did she die?
And her boyfriend who was there was like, no, she'll be fine. You guys want to play some Halo?
What
and we were
fuck?
Like, dude, I'm pretty sure your girlfriend's dying from cocaine right now. And he was like, bro, it happens. Like, let's play some Halo. Anyway, wow. That's the only time I've been to Boulder. She lived, by the way. Shouts to whoever that crazy slut was. But
yikes.
Yeah, Boulder's a fucked up
slut
town.
Slut shaming already, huh?
They got drugs in Boulder. They got all the drugs.
Never been to Boulder.
And now it's legal to smoke pot there, so who knows what the fuck they do. Heroin?
Well, I think that's still legal, though.
I know, I'm saying...
It's like whenever something's legal, they just stop doing that.
When pot became legal in Boulder, they're like, oh, we can't smoke weed anymore. It's not cool. Let's
I don't
smoke,
think that's how it works.
Let's smoke crack.
I think they're just more into weed now.
Maybe. Let's toss it to our other podcasts. Hey guys, what's up? This is Rob Fox, Jake Goldman, and Alex Buscemi from the Inside TFM podcast. If you like listening to college football podcasts, then you'll like listening to the Inside TFM podcast, which is the people who really don't go into the games and just stay drunk at the tailgate.
That's right. You know what's more important? Winning the tailgate, Rob.
Winning the tailgate, number one. Boosh?
I agree.
Boosh agrees. He's a man of few words, unless you anger him.
That's right.
So listen to the Inside TFM podcast. We're out every Thursday. Check us out on iTunes.
What's up, gambling degenerates?
Hey, you guys like sports, right? Awesome. Well, guess what? We've got a podcast about business, and you know what? Business is a sport. Everybody knows that. My name's Dave. That was Joe. We got Madison here. What's up, guys?
What's up, guys? Go for the win.
Yeah. Take it to the paint, to the hole, in the end zone. That's what I meant. Fuck.
You're going to lose a lot of money this season, and you need to do extra business to make up for that.
Yeah, and the only way you can learn how to do business is by listening to our podcast, subscribing on iTunes. It's Stu's Doing Business. Joe, thanks for that soft toss earlier.
Business.
Indeed.
All right, now we're going to talk a little bit about our Pick'em pool, which is on foxsports.com. If you go to the college Pick'em section and search TFM, you should find our Pick'em. Or go to our Twitter, @BackdoorCover, where the contest is pinned to the top of our page. Before we get into this week's winner, we should mention the overall leader is still Carl A. in the lead with 37 points. I am right behind Carl A. in second place with 36 points. Dan has 34 after having a mediocre week. Dylan's at 30. This week's winner was John O., who went a fucking insane 14-1. Which is just pure blind luck. That's insane. Or he's God.
I hope he like makes real bets because he's flush right now.
Yeah, John O just had a hell of a week if he actually put money on all those.
That's true. I don't even think God would go 14-1.
No, God would pick the one game like incorrectly on purpose just to throw everyone off.
No, I mean, I don't even think he goes 14-1. I think he wins maybe 12, 13 games.
I think that 14. Says more about what you think about God than it does about what God knows about football.
Some weird takes.
Dylan and I both went 11-4.
What's up?
Dan went 8-7. Like I said,
on the pool, but we can get into our official picks on the.
Yeah, we'll do that next. John O wins a $50 gift card to Man Outfitters as the winner does every week. John O, email us backdoorcoverpodcast@gmail.com to get your prize. Like I said, you can play two every week. The competition starts over, and we give a new $50 gift card out to the winner. FoxSports.com, find the college pick'em page, search TFM, and it's also pinned to the top of our Twitter account at backdoorcover. Now, Dan, we can get into our gambling recap segment.
Let's do it.
How did you do this week?
We all did well. Let's acknowledge that first.
We all came out in the black.
Yeah.
Dylan, you went 5-2.
I went 5-2. I lost my lock because I went against your lock.
Because you faded my lock.
Yeah.
I went 4-3. My lock of the week was Utah -3. They covered at the last second, I think. Dan, how did you do?
I went 5-2, despite picking Texas State in hopes that Houston's bus would break down.
I will personally apologize to you for the Texas State performance.
No, I just did that to be contrarian on the podcast and just kind of switch things up. Otherwise, it would have been 6-1.
It cost you big.
I guess it did. I'm 5-2, but I also won my lock of the week, which was UCF -6.5. They won by like 100.
Well,
who'd they play?
FIU.
Not quite 100.
Yeah.
But
no, it was like 100.
Okay.
Give or take.
Okay. We'll round up to 100.
Yeah.
Maddie Lou Chandler, our guest from Outkick the Coverage, went 2-5 and lost her lock of the week. which I have to say just shows how we're the real pros here.
Yeah, and she was like, she had like a little backstory about every game she picked, like why she was picking them. Like oh, and she gave like a little historical fact. Like, Maddie Lou, you don't know
just
shit.
Just get that out of here.
Let's just make fun of all the guests we have so that no one ever comes back.
Okay, right. Last week we decided to leave it up to our Twitter followers to suggest a punishment for you this week, Bill.
Well, for whoever lost, and I just
ended up being you.
I just happened to lose.
We had a great one over the weekend, and this is what he proposed. He said, "Whoever wins gets to grab the loser's phone and send one text message to anyone in his contact list, and then delete it."
And you can say whatever you want.
You can say whatever you want to whoever you want, and then delete
it. It could be a picture. You could send a picture.
It could be
a video,
an X that you say, like, you know, I want to try it again.
Hopefully not that, but you know,
or anything.
This is good for two married men.
Yeah, I'm super married, so that won't work out.
And so that's what we're gonna do.
And you're not gonna grab my phone. I'm gonna hand it to you. This isn't.
Okay.
You're not gonna pickpocket me.
I don't care what happens.
I think you should forcefully grab it out of his hand.
Anyway,
I don't care how we do it.
Thanks to the sack of shit who suggested that as the prize.
I suggest you be nice to me this week because I could get real dirty with it. Ugh. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah.
Let's talk about something else.
I mean, this is a show based on sexual innuendos.
Oh, is that why you highlighted it here? Yeah. All right. Fucking Wolf. Shouts to Fucking Wolf, by the way. What a guy. Was our guest last week. He took Marshall +27 was the number he threw out on the show, but he also said wait until the fucking last second, right before kickoff, and take Marshall. Which if you did, like I did, you got it at like 32 or 32.5,
and
they lost by 31. So I'm going to count this as a win for Fucking Wolf.
True.
He also said take the over, which hit. Fucking Wolf, just giving out free money.
What about the rest of his picks? How'd he do? Oh, there's only two picks.
Those were the only picks he made. The rest of the time, he just talked to us about how he had serious issues.
Shouts to Fucking Wolf, who has a Twitter account now called Fucking Wolf.
Oh yeah, what's his handle? He's just giving out picks.
Let me look it up because it's probably a good follow.
Yeah. Pause.
I got it right here. It's the fucking Wolf One. There's no G on fucking. It's
at the at fucking
Wolf One.
Wolf One, no G.
And you'll know it's him because there's a picture of a snarling
wolf.
Wolf. Covered in snow.
Also, you'll know it's him because the only tweets are random sports betting picks.
He only has 12 followers, so let's get fucking Wolf up there.
You know what? I don't even follow him. So now he has 13. I'll give him another one right now. Wow. People are following him as we... Because this is live. People are following him as we speak.
There's a fake Ross Bullen account that follows him. Do you know that?
Yeah, but that's that same psycho who...
Weird.
Just a weird, weird super fan.
Okay.
What do we want to talk about? Oh, our picks. I guess we can... Georgia, Ole Miss. We all took Ole Miss except for Matty Lou, who was not correct.
Georgia did not look good.
Matty Lou, be better.
Georgia is terrible.
They're terrible. The whole SEC East is pretty bad. Like Tennessee is undefeated right now, and they're probably going to win the SEC East, but...
That Tennessee game was what we'll get to in a second. Wisconsin, Michigan State. We all took Michigan State.
That's our loss.
We all lost.
Yeah.
So nice. That one, really solid, good stuff there. Florida at Tennessee. Tennessee by 6.5 was the line. Dylan and Dan were smart enough to take Tennessee. Myself and Matty Lou took Florida like fools. We've got two huge Florida fans that work here with us at Grand X, Joe Nullet and Jake Goldman, and I feel genuinely bad for them because that was a crumbling shit game.
There's nobody more pretentious than UF fans.
Well, you're Florida school guys. You know that better than I do. I'm just saying that was kind of sad to watch. Also, I took Florida for real money, which.
Uh-oh.
Again, not great.
You got off to a hot start. I bet you were feeling yourself.
I wasn't.
For a while there.
I had a feeling this weekend was going to be shitty.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean just that game in particular?
Game, yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. I was like, oh,
they were up 21-3.
This was the right pick. And then, incorrect. Houston at Texas State was another game we all picked. Dylan took U of H. I took U of H. Dan took the Bobcats.
Sorry, Bobcats. I had to pick against you.
I picked against them on the show, but then I bet on Texas State in real life. And lost money again. So, Matty Lou took U of H as well. That was Dan's loss, or his second loss. Stanford, UCLA, we all took Stanford, and we all lost.
No, we all won.
We all won last second on that backdoor cover.
Yeah, we talked about this. Come on.
Oh, man, that was like...
Man, you're just out of it today.
BDC. I'm out of it. Arkansas A&M. Line was A&M by 6. Dylan took A&M. I took Arkansas and lost. Dan took A&M as well. Matty Lou took Arkansas and lost.
Did you see Bielema at halftime, right before he goes in? He talks about how Trevor Knight can't throw the ball.
Did he?
And that, yeah, he said their quarterback can't throw. Trevor Knight then proceeds to come out in the second half and torches defense.
He is a smug, smug guy. And
always eats his words. That's,
I
want to
fight
he,
him for some reason.
Maybe that's
I just
why
can't
he puts on
him.
A little bit of that extra poundage. It's maybe just because he eats all of his words. Every time he says something, it just always backfires. He did this with Kingsbury last year.
He's a chotch is what he is.
He is.
Yeah, I was a big fan of him for until this game.
I don't know how.
And then he lost me money. Again, guess who put money on Arkansas?
Of course, producer Micah is quick to point out that he has a hot wife because that matters.
Because that matters.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about Sumlin? What do you think?
God damn it. I just want him to get fired, and he keeps holding
it
together.
He keeps winning, man. A&M, they look all right.
Sumlin is not getting fired.
No. He has, like I said, I think he has like $15 million left on his contract.
My dad went out of his way to point out how incorrect both of you are about this Sumlin not having a shot of being fired. That he's, my dad's never been wrong in his entire life and says that Sumlin, if A&M has like even a mediocre season, will get fired.
Where are these expectations of A&M coming from, though? Like before Sumlin, before Manziel, what was A&M?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
They were a bottom feeding Big 12 team.
But
legit.
Then before that...
And they just jumped into the SEC. So
they had a nice run in the 90s. They were decent. They were
Did
like,
they ever win a national
they never
championship?
Won a natty, no.
No, they
were
never won a national
They ever win a Big
12
championship.
Yes.
Yes.
Sir Parker on the slant.
So one. They won one Big 12 championship.
Who the fuck is Sir Parker on the slant? I'm assuming that's
a
famous
wide
play.
Receiver. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Anyway.
Locks of the week. Dylan faded me. Like I said, Utah minus three was mine, so I won. He lost. Dan hits his UCF minus 6.5. Matty Lou took Western Kentucky minus 6.5. Did they?
Vinny won.
So no.
No.
Matty Lou.
Matty Lou, you're terrible.
Matty Lou, you're done.
No offense. We still like you.
Fucking Wolf, like we said, we're going to count his as a win because if you took it right before the game started, like you should have, you won. A word from our sponsor real quick. You're obviously looking to dominate the tailgate scene this year, so we recommend checking out Man Outfitters at manoutfitters.com for everything you could possibly need to look incredible on game day. From menswear to Yeti gear and coolers, Man Outfitters has you covered. Get 10% off your first order with the code CFB at checkout, like college football. CFB. Put that in at checkout, and you get 10% off your first order. That code expires October 31st, so you've got, what, a little over a month? Get in there. Now we're going to hear a little something-something from some of our buddies at Grand X who also do podcasts.
Hi, it's David, and I've got 30 seconds to tell you why you should listen to the Touching Base podcast. You know what I love? I love college football.
I do too, Dave.
Dylan loves it too. He's the co-host of the Backdoor Cover College Football podcast that you're listening to. And you know who else likes college football? It's Will.
That is me. I do like college football.
We got 15 seconds.
Let's talk about touching base, though.
Oh, yeah.
We want to touch your base. Listen to us. We talk about everything. Nothing's off limits.
Golf, fashion, television, everything.
No holds barred.
It's like sex in the form of a podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. But not like boring sex, like hot sex.
Yeah, like drunk. I just got home from the bar.
Yeah, and did drugs. don't do drugs, though. Touch base with us. Thanks. Find us on iTunes and SoundCloud. Subscribe. 5 stars. Party.
All right, now let's check out the Backdoor Cover hotline. You can call in, ask us questions, rant, whatever you want. 800-392-6344 is our number. That's the Backdoor Cover hotline, 800-392-6344. Be sure to say your first name, give us your school, ask us a question, and every week we're going to play the best calls. Here is our first call this week from Francis.
Hi, it's Francis. I go to the University of Tennessee, the real UT. I just have a quick question. What do you do if you have a diehard UT boyfriend who's about to kill his dog if we lose a Florida game? And then he said he's probably going to kill himself if we lose to Georgia. His name is not Reese. He's not normally suicidal, but just need some advice here. Thanks. Love the podcast.
Okay. Yikes. Maybe, Francis, maybe don't date that guy anymore.
If he needs help, too,
if
though.
If you
like,
threaten
you
to kill your
him.
Own dog, first of all, thank God that Tennessee won.
Why the dog? What?
The dog didn't do anything. He has no say in the football field and what goes on there.
It's just a game, Falker. Like, chill, man.
And I'm pretty sure his own life is not in any danger because I don't think Georgia...
Because Georgia's trash.
Georgia is trash.
Yeah, good luck for you, Georgia's trash.
But the same token, I feel like he should probably end it all.
It would be really funny if Georgia's one game where they come out and look anything but terrible is against Tennessee and this guy has to kill himself.
I think it's important that we don't advocate suicide here on Backdoor Cover.
We're not going
we're not
to.
I don't want that blood
it.
On my hands.
But you got to be a man of your word. If
no,
you're going to say
no,
you're going to kill
no,
yourself,
no, Dan.
If something happens, like if Georgia beats Tennessee, I feel like if you're a real man, you have to kill yourself.
I feel like if you're a man who would threaten his own dog's life based on a football game, then you need to kill yourself.
Yeah, because we don't need those people around here anymore.
Again, I'm gonna take the don't kill yourself route here.
That's fine. Two against one, though.
I don't want that on my conscience. If this guy offs himself, I don't want to be held responsible.
Francis, find yourself a nonviolent, nice Tennessee man.
Please take the dog with you as
and
well.
And take that kid's dog.
He doesn't need to have a dog.
Shouts to Francis. We have a female listener and caller.
And she has a conscience. She doesn't want anything to happen to the dog.
And, well, she didn't say that explicitly.
That's true.
And she is dating a psycho. That's but still, true. Francis, we welcome women here.
Yeah, send pics.
That's huge. That's huge for the show.
Love yourself.
All right, let's get into our next call.
Yo, Ross, what up, man? I saw you got those Yeezys, bro. You fuck Dorn. Fuck him. You go back to being Dorn. Fucking... Instead of Dylan Chivarier, whatever the fuck his name is. Fucking Georgia. I know they fucking suck, but we fucking blow. Like, we're fucking terrible. But, dude, fuck Swag Kelly. Fuck all those guys. Honestly, Georgia Southern's my team. What the fuck? I know y'all didn't cover this, but, dude, how the fuck do we lose to Western Michigan? But also, yo, Ross, keep doing Clans and Cockles, man. That shit rides. Game of Thrones, so die. My dog. Bye.
The guy is fucked up. Wait, so he doesn't go to Georgia.
He's Georgia Southern guy.
Are we rolling?
Yeah.
Do we get a fuck count on that one? I think he said fuck at least 25 times.
Doesn't go to Georgia. Goes to Georgia Southern. Still upset about Ole Miss beating Georgia.
Very rattled about that Western Michigan loss, too.
Really took that one to heart.
Yeah.
Hey, fuck you back. What was his name?
I don't know.
Man, fuck you back. Say shit to me.
Yo, Ross,
yeah, he didn't say.
Of course he didn't say his name. Because why would he say his name? It's just a phone call. Say your name. And yeah, I did get the new Yeezys. What's up?
If you're going to call and talk shit, you got to put your name on it, son.
That's
Own
true.
It.
If you're going to say fuck Roger Dorn, fuck Dylan, you got to put your name behind that shit.
Yeah.
Put some respect on your own name.
Yeah. Dick.
Dick bag.
You and your fucks.
I like guys who say fuck too much, though. Because I'm one of those guys. And that was a lot. That was a lot.
Keep doing you, man.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, maybe don't worry so much about Georgia Southern.
Or Georgia.
Or Georgia, because that's not going to bring you any joy this year at all.
No.
All right, next call.
Hey, guys. Scott, Tennessee fan, living in Atlanta. Just got the news that Les Miles got fired by LSU. Big shocker there. I think everybody saw that coming. I'm going to go ahead and make a bold prediction that hopefully you guys can break on the podcast. Lane Kiffin is the next LSU head coach. I mean, think about it. Guy loves his money. He's been doing pretty well at Bama. He's licking his chops on the next head coaching job, and Lord knows LSU desperate to beat Bama. So I'm calling Lane Kiffin. Talk about it.
All right, so that was your prediction. You said we could break it on the podcast. You don't break predictions. You break news. Right?
Look, just be nice to Scott.
Just saying.
Thanks for calling in, Scott.
Hey, breaking. Scott thinks that Kiffin's going to LSU. Breaking.
Break that news.
Yeah, go tell your friends.
We just broke it.
And that's just not going to happen because Nick Saban will murder Lane Kiffin before he goes to LSU.
I don't think he's actually going to murder him.
He'll have another guy do it. He's going to, like, Kiffin doesn't get his hand, or Saban doesn't get his hands dirty.
Kiffin
but
has proved that he can't be a head coach, though. He can't win as the head guy. He can't.
How much is he getting paid at Bama? Does anybody know?
He's making decent money.
He's probably one of the highest
paid
assistant coaches. Yeah. He's probably making 1.52 somewhere in there.
I don't know if he wants to go be a head coach.
It's a cushy gig.
That's a great fucking job, man.
He'll make $4 million at LSU. It's a big race.
He's already made enough money that he doesn't need money.
And he's going to keep winning national championships.
You always need more.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Do you think Kiffin like wants to prove that he can be a head coach? Like a successful head coach?
Well, he's still young, too.
Yeah, he is.
He's got time to be a head guy.
But maybe his plan is to follow in Saban's footsteps. But I know Saban.
You think he wants to take over the Alabama throne after Saban retires, which is never because he's an immortal being that doesn't age?
Right. So Kiffin might die before
Good luck
Saban.
With that one.
But he's definitely not going to another SEC school, or especially LSU.
I'm saying
Saban will, I don't know what the circumstances would be, but all of a sudden Kiffin's just going to show up, maybe in face down in a river.
Okay, I just don't think that's
going
to
happen. Okay, now
I just don't think that he's going to have him killed.
I guess we'll just listen to another phone call because I don't even know what's happening now.
I'm just saying.
He's just saying.
Hey, this is Reese from Texas. Quick update on myself. My tendonitis in the ankle, or they think it's gout. And I tried to go back to Amy's, but just tasted like defeat and just like losing. Texas didn't play this weekend. Gave me some time to reflect and think. The Texans did play. You know, that game on Thursday against the third string quarterback where they got totally demolished. Kind of set my whole tone for this weekend. And, I was watching college teams on Saturday. I realized that, you know, the teams I love, like Texas and the Texans, they're just like Eli Manning. You know, they show flashes of brilliance every now and then, But the rest of the time, they're just trash, breathing through their mouth on the sideline. And I think I decided that I need to become a fan of the new team. And so I'm asking y'all, what team, what's y'all's sleeper team to win the championship? You know, the one that I can, you know, start rooting for and invest in my gambling money on, you know. But they can't be a good team like Alabama, you know. I don't want it to look like I'm a bandwagon fan. And I want a good payout if I bet right now for them to win the championship. Yeah, so please just get back to me. All right, bye.
He's looking to jump ship already.
Fucking Reese.
Reese, man, you sound good.
Thanks for checking in, man.
You sound upbeat.
Hey, he's still living. That's all you can ask for. Another day of, that was of breath.
That was a very positive Reese call, to be honest.
It was especially positive considering the fact that the Texans-Patriots game that took place last Thursday was one of the more humiliating, depressing Houston sports games since last year when they got blanked in the playoffs by Kansas City.
You're in the AFC South. You'll be fine.
Well, look, Dan, we know, but it's like every year we pretend like, oh, now we're legit. Oh, we're playing against a guy who's never started a professional football game. He's a third-string quarterback. Their backup quarterback is a fucking receiver. Maybe we have a shot, and then they blanked us.
Well, your quarterback is Brock Osweiler.
Who's starting for the Patriots at quarterback?
It doesn't matter.
I want to know, though.
But it could be the center, and it wouldn't matter. They would win.
They could run the Wildcat the entire time with, like, LeGarrette Blount and, like, fucking Edelman, and they'll still win.
Anyway, Reese, if you're looking for a college team to get behind...
I mean, it's pretty obvious.
The answer is the Buffs.
Yeah, Colorado. Buffs.
Sco Buffs.
Reese, I'm still worried about you, though, man. You don't just jump ship, you know, week four of the season like this. I don't know what you're doing.
I mean, Texas can still win the Big 12.
Yeah.
You guys, 0-0 conference play.
Man, and they look okay.
Reese is still upset, though.
Reese, he said something about his Amy's ice cream and his ankle to give us an update, but I couldn't quite understand what he was saying.
Yeah, I don't know.
I assume he's fixed those issues, though.
Maybe he got
some new ice cream.
I just like that Texas didn't play and he still had a shit weekend because the Texans set the tone on Thursday and he's just miserable still.
Yeah.
Can't catch a break, even in a bye week.
The Buffs, though, that's your team.
That's who you go with. And if you're looking for a team in the NFL as well, it's Philly.
You come with the Eagles.
You're basically just riding Yikes. Dan at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. All right. We got any other calls? No. That's it.
We're done with calls. Done with the show.
That was the Backdoor Cover Hotline. Call us at 800-392-6344. Say your name in school. Ask us a question. Tell us about something. I don't know. Reese, remember our deal, man. Every week, check in with us. That's it.
Get out of here.
That's fucking it. We're gonna wrap this thing up. Anybody have shouts? Shouts to all the teams that lost me money this weekend. Thanks a lot. Really
shouts
great.
Shouts to Carson Wentz, the real deal, Ginger Jesus.
Shouts to Brock Osweiler. Thanks a lot.
I have no shouts.
Who else?
Mackenzie Millen, UCF. Keep holding it down. Buffs, of course.
Shouts to the Buffs.
Go Buffs.
I'm just going to go all in on the Buffs, Dan. I'm emotionally in there with you now.
Okay.
Be sure to subscribe on iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating. Leave a review. That's the only way we get to move up the charts. And we want to move up the charts. Do we not, Dan?
I think that's what we're going for.
That's what we want to do.
Yeah.
Follow us on Twitter at BackdoorCast. Remember the Pick'em link.
Backdoor Cover. We got the new handle.
Fuck. Backdoor Cover. I forgot. We pirated that shit. At Backdoor Cover on Twitter. And the Pick'em site is pinned to the top of that page. You can also email us videos and photos from Tailgate to BackdoorCoverPodcast@gmail.com. Follow at TFN Tailgate Instagram for awesome pics from tailgates across the country and videos every week. That's it. Peace.
Later.